One of the complaints comes from Reverend Kathleen Gloff of Chilton. Gloff volunteers at a shelter for domestic violence victims. She says Kratz's numerous sexually loaded text messages to strangulation victim Stephanie Van Grohl indicate he poses a threat to other victims he may deal with in prosecuting domestic violence cases.
It was my feeling that some of the victims of domestic violence would be re-victimized and may not come forward because of that.
Governor Doyle plans to appoint the Kenosha County District Attorney to head Kratz's removal procedure. The Office of Lawyer Regulation has come under fire for not sanctioning Kratz when it received complaints about him almost a year ago. But Kenosha Attorney Terry Rose, who chairs the office's Administrative Oversight Board, says not all complaints lead to discipline.
Just because he's trying to strike up a relationship with her doesn't mean there's a violation. I mean, maybe an incredibly poor judgment for, you know, many reasons. You know, we don't jump in every time somebody says boo.
But that's something Madison State Representative Therese Brousseau wants to see changed. She's called for an audit of the Office of Lawyer Regulation.
It's time to sharpen up their standards and address the real-world situation of people who use their power to manipulate others.
Brousseau cites a Supreme Court rule stating that for a lawyer to harass a person on the basis of sex constitutes professional misconduct. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.